Europe's debt crisis, which recently led to riots in the streets of Athens, will lead the agenda at this week's summit of the world's economic powers in the French resort city of Cannes. Last week's agreement by the European Union to enlarge its bailout fund and to cut Greece's debt in half will likely ease some of the pressure on the G20 leaders. President Obama called it an important first step, but said more work lies ahead.
The key now is to make sure that it is implemented fully and decisively, and I have great confidence in the European leadership to make that happen.
America's economic and political problems may also come up at the G20. Stubborn high unemployment has stifled the U.S. economic recovery, and partisan bickering has led to questions from other countries about Washington's ability to address its economic problems. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney assures the G20 partners that the president is making progress on these issues.
So he carries with him to France the fact that we are pushing our Congress to act on these matters, and he comes as the leader of the largest economy in the world and a great friend and ally of a great many nations.
Another of Mr. Obama's priorities in Cannes is to push for greater access to overseas markets for American exports.
We've got to get into a posture where the U.S. is always going to be a big market, and we're going to welcome goods from all around the world, but we've also got to be selling goods around the world.
The president will continue to bring up the sensitive issue of the value of China's currency, according to Matthias Matisse, an assistant professor of international political economy at American University in Washington.
So basically, the United States is the debtor country that thinks that the Chinese are exporting because of unfair trade practices, and then the Chinese think that the Americans basically print too much money and manipulate their economy that way.
Scheherazade Rahman, the director of George Washington University's European Union Research Center, doubts that the president's views on China's currency will get much European support.
They're so caught up in putting out their own fires that they can't fathom that this is a good time to bring up a currency war with China. And from President Obama's point of view, this is a good time so he can show the American people that, look, we are going to do whatever we can to keep jobs at home.
These and other issues will be covered in just 2 days. Mr. Obama and the other G20 leaders arrive in Cannes early Thursday and leave late Friday. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.